Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the Coin Scoop. You're hanging out with Ruben.
And you're hanging out with Chris Crypto. What's going on, Crypto Creeps?
I hope everybody's having a swell day. I wonder how your weather's going, wherever you are, because the weather was absolutely freezing today in Florida. It was about 65 degrees, which is the coldest that it's been. Well, it's actually the coldest that I felt in a long time. The last time, I think, was maybe about, what, like a year and change ago, a little less than a year ago. It was like, I was in New York, and I think it was like below zero, something below zero.
Oh, yeah. It gets it gets pretty fjordic in this part of town, you know?
Yep. I know that. I remember it, and I don't miss it at all. I actually took a little cruise today. I got out for like maybe 20 minutes just to stop staring at a computer screen all day. Mm-hmm. And it was actually pretty cool. I guess because of that storm or tropical storm or whatever that was coming to Miami, the waves were awesome on the beach. It was like a scene out of, like you had mentioned before, Point Break.
Point Break.
One of my favorite movie. The original, though.
The original Point Break, one of the greatest favorite movies ever.
Yeah. Jinx.
Yeah, one of the best movies ever.
Yep.
Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves. I'm probably missing some other ones right now. I'm definitely missing a few others. And the guy from Red Hot Chili Peppers, I forget his name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Really, that's
great band. One of the great
best
band.
Best movies.
Love the band, too. It's definitely one of the best bands.
Yeah, today was like a tropical storm out here in New York.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even tell you how many accidents I saw on the parkway on the way back home.
Really? Get out of here.
Yeah, literally a car, pretty much his engine went up in flames right in front of me.
Get out of here.
Yeah, because the Southern was, it was literally like a river of water, and it's either you blast through it and you keep the gun, you know, you keep the pedals
pedal
of the metal,
metal,
or you sit there and do what this guy did, which I guess he stopped halfway through, and let me tell you, man, it looked like it was bad. It was bad. He had to pull over, and it was bad. I'm pretty sure he ruined his car, literally right in front of me.
Wow.
You know? And then accidents everywhere. I mean, it was nonstop rain. It was just like, it was a scene out of a movie, man.
Get out of here.
Yep.
I'm on a different laptop today. I'm pretty sure you can probably notice because I'm a little zoomed in. I'm on the Mac today because I got the other computer sitting here because I'm glad I actually swapped right before, because once I disconnected the microphone, the webcam, and everything, this thing was making that. Let me see if actually I could. I'm going to take the volume off. I want you to hear this, all right?
I'll go. Oh, my goodness.
You heard that?
What is that?
I have no idea. Hold on. I don't know where the mic is, but hold on. I'm taking it.
No, I can hear it. I can hear it. No. No need to do that.
I don't know why it's doing that, but Oz just joined. What's going on, Oz? Oh, Chris, how are you talking now?
I guess he put in that message before we went live. So I just ran over to the computer before we went on. I just put that in. But what are you on the desktop screen? What the hell is going on with your computer?
I have no idea, bro. So I don't know what the deal is. I mean, and that only happens when I unplug it. When I unplug the headphones and everything, you hear it. But other than that, I've been working on that all day, and it was fine.
I'm going to give you one piece of advice. Either you take a bat to that laptop, okay?
Nah.
Or you sit there and you got to return it or something. You got to, that thing has to go, man. It's got to go.
I wonder if I can return it. I still got the receipt and the box for it, but I got to wait till I go back to New York. Which,
listen,
did I get this in June? I got this in June, right? I haven't had this a year yet. I got this in June when I was in New York, and I wonder if I can still return it. I got everything for it.
Do me a favor, just send it to me and I'll take it back. That thing has, it's gotta go, man. That thing is just, it's gotta go. You know? Maybe, you know, you're gonna have to get something else because that's just not cutting it. You know?
Well, I'm gonna wait just because I want to get the I want to get a good Mac, bro. I really want to just get a good Mac, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the one I'm on now is good. It's good. It's just old. Even though, I mean, you can't tell it's old, but it is old though. And you know, the graphics card is old. So, like, you know, I was doing a little bit of editing today. Video editing, and it was just, oh man, it was taking forever.
Oh
But
yeah,
it's because, you
it's
know, the graphics card is old and all this shit is old, so I need to get something
you need to get something a little more up to
better.
date.
Something that I could run like four or five programs at the same time and
That's right.
it'll
That's right, baby. Just gotta do. Yeah,
Yep.
did you watch the did you watch the interview with Ozzy and Antonio?
Bro,
Dude, dude.
kid, if you even realize, like, not for nothing, I know it's not like it's fucking. I was like, I'm talking about from the second I woke up, nonstop. Nonstop, bro.
Oh yeah, I believe you. I believe you. Trust me. But you gotta watch it. You have to watch that interview, man. It's good stuff, man. You know?
Yeah, I know. I
Definitely good
know.
stuff. So,
I
what
know
are you
that.
doing now?
Nothing.
You
I'm
look.
just,
What are you?
yeah, no, nah, I'm just making sure that this thing is, everything is off on this. I don't want to slow anything down because I left a bunch of things up when I unplugged it. That's
Oh,
another
like
thing about this.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah. And then this one, too, actually. I should, take the Wi-Fi off of this one, but whatever. Just for now, it's good.
Yeah, that
But
thing's gotta go.
so we got a few things. Bill just joined us. What's going on, Bill?
Bill, what's going on, brother? Thanks for joining us again.
Definitely. So I mean,
So it's.
we haven't gotten into the meat and potatoes yet of tonight's discussion. We talked a little bit about the weather. It's a little awkwardly cold down here in Florida, and the waves were beautiful. Actually, it was like a scene out of Point Break, we were saying, which is actually one of the best movies ever created.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
did you get to look at anything, any of these topics today, Chris? That I know you were busy too. Actually,
Yeah,
before
man.
we
My
do
day
begin, I do want
was.
to, before we do begin speaking about that, I do want to mention our disclaimer. No member of the Coin Scoop is a financial advisor. This is in no way, shape, or form any financial advice. Any investments made by yourself, family, or friends are being done so at your own risk, and please make sure you do your own due diligence. Or you can just like and subscribe to the Coin Scoop.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Binary coin. You get to look at that bad boy.
Not really, man. Tell you the truth, I saw that video that you sent me on it. It's to me, it seems like just another lending platform coin, man. You know, another
Good.
one to add to the bunch of roses. You
Did you see our new
know,
lollipop that came out, by the way?
No, what do you mean, lollipop?
Hold on, I want to get the so I could see you. This is our new lollipop
Oh, that's funny.
that
That is hilarious. That is funny.
So yeah, man. So binary coin. So we got binary coin here. The pre-sale actually started the token sales in 2 weeks. They're comparing it to, which I know Bill's probably gonna have some insight on this bad boy.
Oh yeah,
They're
please do,
giving.
because I don't know anything about this coin.
They're
Yeah, I just know
comparing
it's a
it
lending.
to, yeah, they're comparing it to Hextra, Regal, Gold Reward, BitConnect, and Falcon Coin.
Yeah, Falcon Coin is another one. I didn't get into Falcon Coin. I was just like, I know some people got into it, but it's like as soon as you went to the main, I don't know if it's still like that. I don't know if they fixed it, but on the main page, it didn't. cryptocurrency wasn't even spelled correctly, so it was just kind of like a big turn off to me.
I'm glad that
literally, literally, it was. So you know how
did, it did to you what Glasscoin did to me.
Oh, dude, it was worse than Glasscoin. If you the main page said cryptocurrency instead of crypto with a T. It's a cryptocurrency. Yeah, I don't know if they changed it. Can you go to the website real quick and check on your end?
Yes,
just go to the website real quick and see if they changed it. But no, I honestly, I mean, have you done anything on Binary Coin? What have you?
Yeah, there's a 10 million supply.
Total supply or the 10 million supply for the ICO?
For the ICO, it's going to be 9.5.
So is it 10 million total supply?
Yep.
It's like, well,
there's going to be a half a mil reserve. Right now, the pre-sale is at 45 cents.
Okay.
The ICO, which is in the actual token sale, which is in 2 weeks, is going to be 65 cents. And then it will raise in increments of 85 cents, $1.05, $1.25. The lending platform will be starting in 3 weeks, and they do, and I want to repeat this, they do have a buyback program.
Okay.
It's a Falcon Currency or Falcon Coin ICO?
Falcon Coin. I just Google Falcon Coin ICO and
don't
go to the ads. Don't click the ads on Google, but just go to like maybe the third or fourth link that says Falcon Coin ICO. And then usually a lot of those ads on Google when you're looking stuff up, those
I never go to the ads.
And those could be phishing links. So you gotta be careful with those. Yeah. So is it still misspelled, Falcon Coin?
Here we go. I just found it. I don't know what the hell is taking so long. You realize? Did you hear that they're coming out with a Bitcoin vodka? By the way.
I saw something like that, but
Bitcoin vodka on its way, buddy.
Yep.
It'll be vodka on the blockchain, no sugar, gluten-free, over.
Yeah.
Every time you take a sip, you're going to earn vodka coin.
Yeah, next thing you know, they're going to have Bitcoin condoms. You could go into the store.
Well,
hey, listen, and your condom will be tracked on the blockchain.
We got Spank Chain that we're going to be talking about in a little bit, so Don't be surprised about the
Spank Chain. Let's come up with a new one called Wank Chain. Me and you.
Wank Chain.
Provided by the Coin Scoop. Wank Chain.
Well, it's gonna be the Scoop Coin.
You got a coin for the spankers and a coin for the wankers.
So what are we? Where was this that you said? Oh yeah, you're right.
On the main page.
Wow, it's the fucking the biggest one like the second or third biggest word there, and they have it as cripo or cripo.
How do you still, but and they get all these wow. All these platforms that they all have.
Yeah, because they're all in different countries.
Yeah, well, they're mostly in Asia, right? They're mostly in Asia.
Yeah.
You know.
But as for Binary Coin, the white paper seemed pretty good. They got a solid roadmap. The white paper is 33 pages long, which I know doesn't really mean anything, but compared to one of the other ones that we're going to be talking about today, definitely does not look bad. It's an ERC-20 token, and you can buy with Bitcoin as well.
Somebody in the chat. Somebody's in the chat. You see the chat?
So he said, LOL. I guess when we mentioned, I don't know. I think they get a delay, bro. I think they have a delay.
Okay.
So that could have been when you were talking about the condom ICO.
Oh, okay. That is fun.
Starts at 15th. Yes. All right. Hold on. I'm getting it mixed up now. This is Falcon Coin. I'm sorry. So,
get rid of Falcon Coin. Get rid of that. All these. There's another one. We'll talk about it tomorrow, but there's another one that, I know Antonio was talking about it, so I got to do more research on that one, and maybe we'll.
Which one is it? All right.
I think it's Davor, D-A-V-O-R, Davor or Davon Coin, D-A-V-O-N. So it's something I just
I think I made
literally on my way home today. I saw his latest video. He was talking about Dabber or Davon coin. So I gotta do more research on that one. And on binary and everything, you know? Like, my days are unfortunately so filled up to the hill that I don't get to, you know, really dive deep into a lot of these projects on my days when I'm working.
Question, by the way, I was. This is just like, I mean, this is kind of like off the topic, but I know you said you have a partner. I think he runs the show in the morning, or she runs the show in the morning. The reason why I ask is because I watched it last night after we got off. I think it was your most recent one, which was, I guess you were on the Regal Coin side, and it had like the, which I'm ashamed to say I still have yet to even ponder the Regal Coin site, period. But, I watched your latest one last night after the show, and then this morning I happened to see one come up on my it's the DAVOR, Chris, and Bill just signed up himself.
Awesome. I'm gonna do some a little more research tonight, and I'll probably set up an account tonight. But then I just gotta read it. I gotta look into it. You know?
Yeah.
I just gotta register.
So yeah, Bill, this is really nothing to do with it, but I was just curious because I know last night you had mentioned that your partner runs the show during the daytime, and I guess you run it during the night, which is great, actually. I mean, you guys hit both prime times. But is your partner a female or a male? Because I saw just a thumbnail of a video earlier today, this morning. And it was literally the same exact, which I know it's the general Regal Coin site, but they were talking, and it literally looked, even the heading, almost exactly the way you had spelled out yesterday's or last night's, whatever point you did it. And it was a female talking about it. So I was just curious. I didn't know if your partner was a female or a male. I didn't know if it was the same video that I was going to be watching today, but...
Some people have been known to do that. You got to be careful. Some what they'll do is like they'll set up an account. Like they'll see something like ours or somebody like Bill or whoever has like a lot of videos up and subscribers, and they'll sit there and download the videos, and then they'll start their own YouTube channel and put their videos there, and then with their referral link. So in kind
it's
of
a guy. His
like
name
that.
Is Russ.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Yeah. So I guess that was a different one then. I didn't watch it either way, just so you know.
Cool.
So where we at here? I'm waiting for the binary site to come on because I guess it's doing some type of approval process.
You didn't watch which one? You didn't watch his Bill's video or?
No. I didn't watch the lady that I saw that looked literally the thumbnail, the way she spelled everything out was exactly... It looked just like Bill's, but last night I watched Bill's listened latest one.
Yeah.
But
she probably took his she probably took the video. What the hell's taking this or the so or the thumbnail. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. This thing is taking forever for whatever reason. But that case we'll move on.
Yeah, do you have multiple web pages open right now?
All I got multiple web pages over here in case I need, but here I just have the chat, the stream going.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Proof token. Proof token. ICO is in 2 days. The proof token actually kind of – did you looked at that one?
I read a little bit of it last night. I listened to a video today on my way in. But that's just like I don't understand that. I'm gonna have to read that one a few times. I'm gonna have to study that one because it's just way over my head. I don't really understand it. Do you understand it or?
It was the site wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was very very basic. It was
eerily
basic. I mean, I gotta even say Glasscoin was, even though I didn't like Glasscoin. Glasscoin's white paper, I think, was a little more, because this was just literally just like a almost looked like a Word document, no images, very basic, which I know still doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah.
It 19 pages. There's going to be a 2,362,062 supply. 50% of it is going to ICO at 0.088 Ether per token.
But what is, because like I said, I tried, I gotta read it and I gotta do like more research, but what did you get out of it? Like, did you get a chance to deep like dive into it? And because
Hold on a
I couldn't really
second.
understand what I didn't really understand it when I was looking at it.
All right, we're gonna get binary out of here.
Did you go to Binary's website? Does everything look good? I mean, what are you?
Website before, but for whatever reason, it's not coming up now. It's just because it's when you get onto it, it almost makes it seem like it's giving going through like an approval process,
Okay.
and then it starts like one of those little circles of death thing on the screen.
Okay.
So now it was just locked on that circle
Okay.
of death. Did you watch the
Okay.
video at all for Proof ICO?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it,
Because
but I
the
listened
video, I
to
know
it.
I watched the video, and the video, I mean, almost kind of left me almost the way
No,
you're feeling right
I
now.
mean, listen, you can't even compare it to something like Last of Proof. You know, Proof looks legit. Proof looks, I mean, to me, as far as what I saw so far and what I read and listened to, like, it's got the feel of actual something like real, you know what I'm saying? But I just can't grasp it yet. I just didn't understand. I didn't understand. I didn't even read the white paper like that. I haven't looked too deep into it, you know?
Let me do this then. I'm gonna play the video real quick. I don't know who else maybe has seen it or hasn't seen it, but I'm gonna play the video real quick. Green and put this on blast. Here we go.
And also, Bill, if you can, if Bill can break it down for, I mean, in simple terms, maybe in the chat room, that'd be awesome, you know?
What the proof?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he mentioned it to us, so I'm pretty sure he has a good grasp of what, you know.
Okay. Don't know what the hell
Once
is
a million
taking.
transactions is trustless
Can you
at the
hear
end of
that?
the day. Of around the world, you don't know each other, and
You hear
people
this at
generally
all?
are anonymous in their online contacts.
No, yeah, it's this is
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's just too low.
is horrible.
Find out
I
how
don't
to
know. You
use
know
your
what? I
phone
definitely need to
better
get
than
a
your mobile.
new computer. I guess none of these computers are working out in our favor right now.
No, it's not. It's not.
But either way, it's gonna be basically what it says is the website is that the platform is going to be managing and trading asset-backed cryptocurrencies. The proof token presale event is closed with 1.7 million in contributions.
So the pre-sale's closed. Okay.
Yes, I think I had mentioned that the ICO is going to be in 2 days, actually,
Okay.
on that one, the actual ICO. So.
I see in the comments what is.
We got something in the comments about it.
I think so.
Yeah, I need to go to their homepage. I can't post links.
You're on the
Yeah,
homepage now,
we
right?
are. Yeah, I'm at the homepage. Finance of the future. Where are we? The website for proof, kind of, I mean, at least on my end, but then again, it could be my computer. Sucks right now for some reason. I don't know why. Yesterday and today, these things seem to be acting up a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? Don't even cruise on that computer. Don't even cruise when you're streaming right now, 'cause
Yeah.
it's coming in really choppy. I mean, I'm getting you choppy right now.
All right, so I'm taking that off then. We're just
Yeah,
gonna
just either do it through your
chop it up.
phone, just do it through your phone itself right now, just to get it quick, or
Yeah.
through it through so the other laptop.
It's based in Korea, I know that, which is different from a lot of the other ones that I like. And, like, which, I mean, technically it's still the same thing. It's all Asia. Have you checked out Spank Chain, by the way?
Spank Chain. Yeah, again, I haven't.
I mean, listen, like Spank Chain seems a little, it seems stupid to me. I saw a little bit of it. I saw it in a little bit of action. But technically, when it comes down to it, proof-board.com. Oh, here we go. Bill said proof-board.com. I'll pop on it here, just so that way we don't have any more.
Just do it through your phone. Don't do that.
So it's Spank Chain is a stupid site. But financially, I mean, it could make money. Think about it. The porn industry is a huge industry. It's going to be, it's aimed towards, you know, a payment system in the porn industry. And not only that, I mean, they had this one guy that was on there just kind of testing it out, which I think it was actually the VP of the company or something like that. And beta proof dashboard. Okay, it's beta proof. Small business, log in, sign up. All right. Proof was created to transform low-risk investments like valuable real estate, highly credible businesses, and interest-yielding business loans into ownership tokens for anyone to buy. Listed investment opportunities are vetted by our partners, officiated with legal agreements stored on the blockchain, administered by immutable smart contracts, eliminating middlemen and facilitating pure peer-to-peer trades. I was pure. Take a look. Get involved. I mean, we pretty much gave all the
information
that we needed to. What into proof?
I mean, yeah. You know, it's always good to get into the pre-sale. You know, because it looks like I said. I haven't dove in deep. In order for me,
you haven't diven.
In order for me to sit there and really like, it takes me a while, especially when it comes to a lot of this stuff in crypto, it takes me a while to sit there and really get a good grasp on what whatever coin or whatever project it is. I literally have to read it.
And not for nothing
times.
At 0.088 ether per token. It's not a bad it's worth it, I think, taking a dive, you know.
I mean, you know, but then again, it's got to be something you know, it's just.
Well, you got time for the ICO. The ICO is on Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but then again, if you could have gotten it for half the price during the pre-sale, you know?
Yeah.
And then again, I don't know what the, I really don't know anything about it, so I gotta look into it more, you know?
Well, you gotta, at least you still got an opportunity. Well, the ICO, not really. The pre-sale right now for ICO, for Spank Chain is going on. There's a billion tokens on that.
A billion on Spank Chain? No thanks.
Billion on Spank Chain. The ICO starts in two. Listen, but can you agree with me that the porn industry is a. Shane just joined us. He wants to know about ETH Connect. We actually got that on deck for you, Shane.
Shane, what's going on?
You, brother.
I don't know. You know what it is? Once I start hearing coins, like me personally, once I start hearing coins in the billions and. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong in saying that. Maybe I'm wrong in thinking this way. But
the porn industry is one of the biggest industries in the world right now. You know what I mean? I mean, looking at it in a business aspect, not as a pervert. Because I was just watching a video before on the CEO or whatever he is, some higher up in the company that was sitting there, and he's basically watching a girl on a chat, and he's telling her, spank your butt for me, and then he fucking just deposits coins into her account or whatever, you know? I mean,
yeah,
he's gonna be making money, I don't know, but if you're an actual investor in the company, I can see it, because listen, the reality is you got a lot of perverts in this world, and they're gonna sit there and deposit coins and how they want to call it, booty. They're gonna deposit booty into girls' accounts, so that way they could just turn around and spank each other on screen. You know what I'm saying?
But again, it comes down to, that's all fine and dandy, right? That's cool, and I understand that. But it comes down to, okay, what is the adoption going to be like? Because at the end of the day, people have to, it has to be easy enough. It has to be as user friendly and as dumbed down for people to sit there and want to accept this coin or whatever as payment and understand how to turn it back into, because I'm pretty sure they're going to want to turn it into cash. People are going to want to turn that into cash. I mean, I just, it could, yeah, again, I have to sit there, I have to read the white paper, but this is just me speculating on what I've heard so far and the little bit that I've done, which isn't much, but again, a billion tokens, payment processing thing for the anonymity to sit there and pay for your porn on a private level and without using credit cards, and that's that privacy, anonymity, especially in that field, that's always a good thing, right? That's what
Yeah,
everybody wants, right? They don't
I
want
mean, but then again, that's what all these platforms are. That's what they're all claiming is
they don't
that
nobody wants to end up.
anonymity and.
Nobody wants to end up like what was his name? The ex-mayor of New York, Anthony Weiner, and getting, and getting put on blast.
Oz says that noise on Ruben's computer is what happens when you watch too much porn.
It's true. You need to. We spoke about this before. You need to stop, bro. Seriously, you need to stop.
That was
It's
hilarious.
getting
That
out
was a
of.
good call.
It's
That's a good
getting out
one,
of
Oz.
hand. It's
That
getting out
shit
of
is too
hand.
funny. Shane, elaborate on and oldest. I don't know what you mean by that, and oldest. Is that a coin or I know you said ETH Connect and then after that you said and oldest. But yeah, check it out when you can, Chris, because I mean out of the few that we're gonna be talking about today, these
What, which one? Wank coin or which one?
well proof coin, I think I know you said you need proof token, you said you need to do a little research on
Proof.
Spank Chain. You said porn was the largest industry. Oh yeah. Okay, I got what he says. Yeah, so he said, and one of the oldest. All right, I see what he's saying. Shane said that I said porn was the large one of the largest industries. He said the largest, but I know he probably meant one of the largest industries because I think that's what I said. And if I didn't say that, I meant that. But it's also one of the oldest, which is very true. Very, very.
Which can work, right? They're tackling something from what the, like I said again, guys, from the very little bit that I've listened to so far and what I know about Spank Chain, stupid, but from the little bit I know, the payment processing, right, specifically tied to, but at the same time, I don't know enough, but at the same time, why wouldn't you just use Bitcoin or Ethereum or something like that? Why does it have to be Spank Chain? Why
Everybody's hope
can't,
for the same
or
reason that
Monero or Monero?
for the same reason that all these other companies are starting their own coins and tokens. Everybody wants to be the next Bitcoin. Everybody wants to be the next runner up for Bitcoin
And
right now.
most of them will not succeed. Even the ones that are in the
Yeah,
top 10
I
right
know.
now
Yeah.
won't succeed in the long run, right? Let's just be real about it. But, like I'm saying now, like why sit there and go through, maybe from an investment perspective, yeah, maybe it could work if you sit there and you put a little bits into your Wank chain to sit there and flip it. But as far as like to use it, I don't know. I don't know.
Listen, the name, I think they should have been a little more subtle with the name. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you can make a few bucks off of it, I don't see the problem. Unfortunately, when I was checking out the white paper, I couldn't find anything on the prices.
But the thing is,
Even though I think
how much are you willing? It's a billion. How high is it going to go up with a billion total supply? I mean, I don't know.
they probably went for the
I gotta put
billion.
the
Listen, it's good to aim.
like let's like even if we sit there and go to CoinMarketCap right now, let's look for the coins that have a billion total supply,
You know what? I'm going to do that on these. All right, let's see. Well, we know already, what was it? DentaCoin, which was actually one of my
That
favorite, which
no.
granted, that's a long run. That's a long run. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
But
but
DentaCoin was what? Like, that was some crazy number in the billions, right?
no. Yeah, it's not DentaCoin. No, that's something I don't. There's just no comprehension with that. You can't comprehend when you're talking
Bro,
about trillions.
it's the health industry though. It has to do with your
No,
teeth. Right now, what's the
and
number one thing that people are fighting for in this country right now? Health benefits,
I
dental
understand that.
benefits. You know what I'm
But the
saying?
thing is, again, from an investment perspective, dude, you're talking about 80 trillion something tokens, 80 trillion coins. Like, from an investment perspective, how high is that price gonna? in reality, it's not going to go up significantly for you to see a good return on your part. I don't think so. And again, I'm no expert. I'm just saying, like, I'm just putting it from what I, my logic, which could be nothing, but.
Bill said, people are using Visa, MasterCard to tip amateur porn webcam people. Now they will cut out the middleman billion-dollar industry.
Spank chain? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that is, yep. It's a good use case. I mean, it is a good use case, but again, you know, that could be a long tail.
All right, look at this. That could be a long tail. All right, my bad. It wasn't billions. It was trillions. It's in DentaCoin. There's 8 trillion.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. Trillion.
Well, let me ask you something. At 0.000122.
Okay, so 1, 2, 2. Okay, 122 satoshis. What about?
That's not worth you just throwing a little change into there and just let it sit there and hodl?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I don't know.
I don't see it. I don't know. Listen, I would rather sit there and how much profit could you really make? I mean, listen, maybe if you're going to put in.
I'm not talking about short run. I mean, they admit themselves this is going to be a long thing.
Yeah, but again, how long are you willing to tie your money up for? Okay, so
this is the type of investment you make for your kids. Let's put it that way. Your grandkids.
Yeah, man.
Think about it. People nowadays, bro, are fighting, are dying, are killing to get health insurance, dental benefits.
Yeah, but the reason
if they can deliver what they promise, bro, that's going to be huge. And 8 trillion, I understand why they have such a high number. Because maybe, think about it, bro.
Okay, so it's 122 satoshis. So maybe if you put it, maybe it might be worth it if you put in 10,000, I don't know, 5, 10,000, and it jumps up to, 200, whatever, 44, like double, like, I don't know, but is that even possible? Is that even, you know, and why? Why go with a project that has 8 trillion coins when you can go with a project that has, okay, maybe 100 million? You know, and it looks just as promising and has just as good of a team and just as good industry. They're trying to, not take over an industry, a certain industry, but it's just 8 trillion, bro. I mean, damn, you know?
Shane says the entire medical industry is 8 times less than the total supply.
Look at that. So that's a good way to look at it also. It's just, it doesn't, to me, and we have 2 different opinions on this. The same way, like when we spoke about Electronium, I just don't see it. You know?
Oz says he'll have gold grills by the time DentaCoin gets big.
Yeah.
And listen, I understand. It's a long term thing.
But at the end of the day, right? We're gonna do the long tail thing, right? On a lot of these cryptos, on a lot of these ICOs, they're long tail, right? But again, there should be a certain time frame, a year, 2, maybe 3 years.
Let me ask you this: What do we say now, right now, about Bitcoin? Right now, we say about Bitcoin. Shit, I wish I would have gotten into it back then.
Yeah, but again, the
total... You don't think you'll be saying the same thing 10, 15, 20 years from now about DentaCoin?
No, I won't. No, absolutely not, because Bitcoin has finite...
Maybe I'm
Bitcoin,
just crazy. Maybe I'm crazy.
Listen to me. You're comparing a total... you're talking about a total maximum supply of... ever. There will only be 21 million Bitcoins. 21 million. 8 trillion. Those numbers are just night and day, bro. There's no wonder why Bitcoin has such a high value. I mean, think about when, you know, the halving, and it's just going to get more scarce, Bitcoin. You only have 21 million. I think right now there's like 18 million circulating right now, from what I'm pretty sure. And you're talking about 8 trillion, bro? And DentaCoin is not even proven itself to be anything like Bitcoin thus far. 8 trillion, that's a lot from an investment perspective. Listen, what they might be trying to do is all fine and dandy. And I'll use DentaCoin as if they're going to sit there and offer a good dental service. I'll use it. But for an investment, no, I'm putting my money somewhere else. You know? I'm putting my money somewhere else, not DentaCoin. and watch DentaCoin shoot up to $100 next week.
Shade says, if I counted for the rest of my life without shitting, blinking, or eating, I would die before counting.
It's crazy, bro. I mean, come on, man. 8 trillion. Like, oh, my God. You know? It's just, once I start seeing... Ripple is... There's an exception to Ripple, right, at this point. Ripple has, I don't know how many billions of tokens or coins or whatever. But, I mean, you're talking about Ripple now, okay? You're talking about XRP. I mean, look at the company. Look at the relationships that they have all over the world. They're a banking coin, all right, in essence. Mm-hmm. And they've been around for a very long time, mm-hmm. you know? So, and they're only 25, 30 cents right now. It's like the highest. So, and they're in the billions. I mean, yeah, if you would have gotten in for a penny or whatever, less than a penny, then. But, you know, DentaCoin has a long, very long way to go. And then some.
And I understand that. But
by then, we'll probably have colonized Mars and shit, you know?
I understand that. But that's just one of those things, like I said, I'd rather put my money in that than a savings account. Let's put it that way.
Well, I think at this point, you're better off putting it in Bitcoin. You know, you're better off taking that main money and putting it in Bitcoin. You know,
you're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right.
So if it's going to be real talk, yeah, you put that money, you put those investments. If it's going to be long tail, you put it in Bitcoin and you leave it alone. You know, which is what I would suggest for anybody to do. You know, I mean, even more so than getting involved in a lot of these ICOs and putting your money into a lot of, you know, you're probably in more so than not, most people, you know, and especially a lot of people who don't really know how to delve in, you know, dabble in crypto too much. Yeah, just get yourself Bitcoin and just hold it and, you know, just forget about it for a rainy day. You know, and I'm talking 10 years from now, you know.
Mark Cuban just said it yesterday or 2 days ago. Said something about definitely, you know, one of the investments you should Bill said if you get in on a coin with 8 trillion and are getting for 1/100th of a penny, then why not? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? If you're getting in for that for 1/100th of, like, I just think if you got the if you don't have the money, I understand completely. If you got the money, why not? Why not?
But 1/100th of a penny.
Mm-hmm.
One, like, 1/100th of a penny. I mean, listen, I mean, I don't see it. I don't see it. But then again, look, you know, you have what you're saying, Bill, and Bill's.
Yep. My bad. I keep cutting you up, bro. I want you to, like, get it in real time with what they're saying.
Go ahead. Say it. Go ahead. I didn't hear you.
Oz says true, Bill. A sneaky $50 could be massive in the future. Shane says, but that means every 1/100th of a penny is another 37 million of market cap.
You see what now they're throwing numbers out there, bro. Now you're really getting into the thick of it, which makes sense on both. I see. I mean, I don't know, man. Me personally. Like,
see, Bill just said buy a billion coins. You see what I'm saying?
Damn.
For that, you buy a billion coins, kid, when that thing hits, it's a wrap. Damn. And if it doesn't hit while you're alive, at least you did something good for your kids and your grandkids, you know?
Hey, listen. I don't know, man. People who are billionaires and millionaires have been called crazy for investments that they've made. Yeah, and look at them now. And those who, you know, call them crazy are wishing they, you know. Mm-hmm. So who knows? You could be the next Colonel Custer. What was the guy? And I could be the next fucking schmuck on the block. You know? But, I don't know. I feel like there's so many other coins out there that I would rather be into than DentaCoin. But I don't know. Yeah.
So I just came across this one thing real quick, just so you know. 7 trends in cryptocurrency that entrepreneurs should know about. Okay. First one being pay attention to the new players, which we're doing. The governments are getting involved, which we talk about.
Oh, yeah. Dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. Cryptocurrencies eliminate a lot of hassle, which is true, or at least They're claiming that so far. We still got, you know, like I said, actions speak louder than words. Bitcoin and Ethereum will remain popular. Very true. Exchanges will be replaced by wallets.
True.
Yeah,
I believe that.
Traditional banks must catch up, which is very true. And I hope they don't, to be honest with you.
They
just stay in the dust.
They'll be around. I think banks will always be around, but that won't be the preferred way to do things, you know. Crypto will be the main runner.
Cryptocurrency will consistently grow, which was the next one to add on to what you just said. And then takeaways, which what the fuck does that mean? I guess it says takeaways. Cryptocurrencies are here to stay, and they'll play a huge role in changing today's economy. If you're flexible enough to see it, money will take a different form in the next several years. Many entrepreneurs will become rich because they've invested in the right cryptocurrency at the right time. Be wise and do that too.
Yeah. It's very true. It's very true, man. We're all in. I feel like everybody's. This is still the early game, man. Even Bitcoin is as expensive as it is right now, dude. It's like
it just hit 6,300 today.
6,300.
It hit 6,300 today.
Yeah, everybody's ramping up for the next hard fork, and you know, it's amazing, man. You know, but again, it's.
You know what? Let's talk about ETH Connect real quick, because Shane keeps bringing up. He's been bringing up ETH Connect since yesterday. Hold on, we're gonna jump straight to ETH Connect. Oh, sorry, Shane. We got Shane sitting here waiting on ETH Connect.
Sorry,
he said 170,000 people signed up for it, which is very true. ETH Connect. Here we go. They keep comparing it to BitConnect. Which, Chris, you want to throw a little bit about BitConnect? I mean, obviously, it's one of the heavy hitters in the game.
All right, ETH Connect. All right, I'm going to just bring it back to basics.
And Oz just mentioned ETH Connect opened their web wallet today.
Okay, so check that out. But all right, so I think Oz was the first one to put me on ETH Connect. Yeah. Then I found out about it. I think it was through Sean Walters, and I think it was Antonio was talking about it also. So whatever, I started doing research, and it was a controversial thing because people are saying that it's a scam for whatever reason, because an original white paper that was brought out showed some guy's face on it who that wasn't him, and I don't know. It was like a whole mess, man. It's just like the same kind of hate that all these programs get. But you know, I mean, it looks good, right? The platform looks good, right? I think they're offering, I forget the percentages or whatever, but it looks. Listen, any of this stuff, you just have to take it for what it is right now. You know, whether you think it's a scam or you think it's going to be the next BitConnect. I mean, nobody knows, right? We're all just going by face value and what they're giving us and what they're showing us, which at the end of the day could mean absolutely nothing, or it could actually turn out to mean something and
a lot of people comparing it to BitConnect, though, which BitConnect right now is slamming right now.
Yeah, you know, because the ETH Connect, so the same name, right? I mean, so that has a big deal to do with it. And the fact that, you know, the website looks polished, that helps also, you know. It's all, you know, people are always going to judge a book by its cover, right? So ETH Connect has a good cover, all right? Let's just be real about that. I mean, again, it's another lending platform, and to me, either way, it's a gamble, you know. Just like all these things are, they're all a gamble, you know. And
so the first million tokens are going to be 5 cents with a 15% bonus.
5 cents or 50 cents?
50 cents. I'm sorry, 50 cents, okay. With a 15%. That's right, 50 cents with a 15% bonus. Anything, Shane says, hey, Oz, have you put money in the web wallet today? Shane said 50 cents. Yeah, Shane, we got that. 50 cents plus 15% bonus. From 1 to 2 million is going to be 55 with a 10% bonus.
What's the last phase? How much is the last phase?
Between 7 to 8 million a dollar with no bonus.
Okay, so, all right, so right now. You get in right now. The first day it opens up, and you better get in there quick, because this is most likely it's definitely going to sell out real fast.
Yeah.
Right. So this has the potential right now, and again, I'm only equating this to BitConnect, right? ETH
Which
Connect, BitConnect.
for us, that's going to be Wednesday, right?
I think so. I have to double
Because
check,
it's
but I think
November
it is
1st. It's
Wednesday.
November 1st. I think, because I know there were a few sites that said Tuesday, but that's, I guess, wherever
It
they are.
is
For
Wednesday for
us,
us.
November 1st is Wednesday.
So
I
yeah,
think I know for Oz, he mentioned it's going to be like 1 o'clock in the morning for him at that
look,
time.
to me, all of these like this is it right now, bro. This is it. With all these programs, ETH Connect, Hextra, Gold Reward, all of them. Like you gotta honestly, let's just be real. You have to have, if you're playing to win, you gotta have a little piece in each of them, I think. You know, you gotta spread it out, have your hand in each of them, and just hope that they go up tremendously, the same way that Regal Coin has so far. And you gotta.
Bill said it's an ICO flip, period. IMO, tread lightly, IMO.
He's right. He's right.
I said doing it around this time tomorrow, but I'm taking half what I was going to invest in it, a buying binary. Shane said, and the wallet unlocks tomorrow.
Yeah, so I guess you could put, I guess maybe transfer ETH or Bitcoin into the web wallet, and then this way you don't have to do it the day of. You can have all that stuff prepared, and when it opens up, boom, you're just buying it. You don't have to sit there and wait to send the stuff over. But yeah, like what Bill said, it's a flip. That's to do it the right way and the smart way and the safe way. That's exactly how you have to see it. You know, that's exactly how you have to see it. You know, this would have to be a flip. You know,
Okay.
but again, yeah, tread lightly. You have to, because I don't know too much about the other ones that folded. I think it was Control Finance or something. I guess I and again, to Control Finance, I know nothing about. I never looked into that, but I heard that went down, and it wasn't a good look. And like what these guys were saying yesterday, it's why I keep telling you gotta watch Ozzy and Antonio's interview, because it gets like they get deep, and they are right, man. Like once one of these plans, especially BitConnect, being that it's so big right now and it's over $1 billion market cap, like if that thing goes down, let's just say BitConnect goes down, bro. Like it's gonna be. Bro, shockwaves, it is true, shockwaves will be felt, I think. You know, it's gonna be huge. You know, let's just hope that, again, let's just hope that that doesn't happen. But I mean, those guys nailed it, bro, 'cause it'll be it's gonna be very bad waters, bro. Very bad waters for crypto, period. You know? 'Cause that's no joke, man. It's no joke what's going on. You know? And nobody can really pinpoint how where the money's coming from, right? I mean, with any of these lending platforms, like, yeah, people are making money, and but again, what's going on behind the scenes? I mean, nobody. I haven't found a definitive answer on that. I probably never will.
ETH Connect, I think that from the latest update on the maximum that you can buy is 1,000 per person for
A
every
th
4 hours.
Every 4 hours, you could buy 1,000. And what are they taking? Are they only accepting ETH, or are they accepting Bitcoin also? Or maybe one of these guys knows. Guys, do you know if they're
I
only
know the
accepting ETH?
backbone of Ethereum. I know it's going to definitely be Ethereum. I don't remember what we said last time. When did we talk about this? Like 5 episodes, 6 episodes ago?
Yeah, maybe. 'Cause I know Electra was only accepting Bitcoin. I only sent Bitcoin to Electra. That was the only. They weren't accepting ETH.
No.
And I think Hextra also. Hextra, Bitcoin, Regal Coin. I think was only Bitcoin.
Yeah, I
But
think just so you're into the chat, Chris, Shane asked Oz, why are you looking into binary over ETH Connect? Oz said both. I think what he's doing is splitting it up, Shane. I think from what he mentioned yesterday, he's splitting it up.
Smart.
He's gonna go half and half. Yeah, he's gonna diversify pretty much, basically, is what it comes down to.
Yeah, you just that's the way you got to do it, honestly. That's the way you got to do it. You know? And I mean, and again, I keep relating it back to what these guys were talking about yesterday. You know, Antonio, and he said it perfectly. He's like, you know, you put your money in and you say goodbye to it. You know, literally, you just got to say goodbye to that money. You know, because it's either
And
going to
he
pop
doesn't
or
mean
it's
he does exactly. He doesn't mean it literally. It's just he's saying it, basically
just cut ties with it, with
make
your
sure
investment.
you
That's
just
it.
have the money to dispose of, because if it hits, you don't want to be sitting there jumping off. You remember Aaron, right? You remember
Yeah.
Aaron that worked on Wall Street, that he was from upstate New York? And what did he say when he worked on the stock floor? And what did they do? They walked right over to the Manhattan Bridge, which wasn't far, or the Brooklyn Bridge. And they would just commit suicide, and it happened so often, like you don't even hear about it in the
Dude,
news.
people are still to this day. You read
Yeah,
about it
till
in the
this
news all the
day.
time, and you see it all over the city. People are jumping off the buildings. You know, I mean, people with in high professions. You know, and
Yeah.
it's always usually somehow tied to money. They're jumping off the building, the balconies in the city. They're committing suicide. You know, and everything always comes back to money. Everything's money related for the most part. You know, I mean, doctors, lawyers. It's It's disturbing, man. You know?
Yeah,
It's
Shane says,
disturbing.
I expect to lose it for all these, but I'm curious what the deal with Binary is. I don't know if
Yeah,
you would,
Binary, I gotta check it out. Binary, I don't know anything about that.
Binary seemed pretty legit. I don't know if you were with us when we were talking, because that was the first one we just started diving into right away. But I'm just going to run through Binary real quick in case Shane didn't hear. The pre-sale already started, the token sales in 2 weeks. They're pretty much comparing it to Hextra, Regal, Gold Reward, BitConnect, Falcon Coin. It's going to be a 10 million supply. ICO sales is going to be 9.5 of that with the half mil reserve. Right now, they're 45 cents. When the ICO starts in 2 weeks, 65 cents. And then it's going to go up three more stages from there, maxing out at 125 each. And then the actual lending platform is going to start in 3 weeks with a buyback program. But it seems pretty good. I saw the website
When
on
does
it.
it
For some reason, I
start?
can't get it up now.
When does it start again, the pre-sale?
No, the pre-sale?
Yeah.
The pre-sale already started. The ICO is what's
Ugh.
starting in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Pre-sale already started. But I think it's you still got time. It didn't sell out or anything.
Yeah, but you're still paying.
You know what I'm
You're still
saying?
paying more than what you were to get in from the pre. Yeah, maybe I get enough on the first round. We'll see. I gotta look into it though. You know, I've never. I tell you the truth. Like I said, back in the day, I was, you know, I was in the ICO thing, but I was very selective. I mean, very, very selective with the ones that I was going into. And right now, it's ridiculous how many things I'm in right now. You know, and I'm looking at it like, you know what? I'm gambling like right now. You know, like I've done well enough so far that I can sit there and finally just take a gamble and hope that one of them does better than all the ones that I've been holding on to for the longest. Because with these platforms, with these lending platforms, like it's like if it hits, it's gonna hit and it's gonna hit big. You know, and
Yeah. Yeah.
that's just the nature of the beast right now.
Oz
So.
said what the boys said, diversify just in case the red flags are true. Plus Binary, it looks really good. Have programmers that made BitConnect. Which is another
Listen,
that's another huge plus right there.
this guy said yesterday, Antonio, he said he predicts, what was it?
Oz said he
He
likes
pre
Electra the most, which is done, right? They
yeah,
sold out
he
of
I like
Electra.
he saw like he says he predicts within 3 months Electra's gonna go to $50 a
Yeah.
coin. And he said within 3 months he could see Gold Rewards hitting $75 a coin. I hope so, bro. I'm holding him to those numbers, bro, because if that happens, forget it, man.
And Electra's done already, right? That's a donezo.
That's a done deal, baby. That's a done deal. You know? And to me, Electra and Gold Reward, but Electra has the most Electra to me is the sexiest one out of all of them. It sounds crazy, but it really is, bro. It's got like this sassy feel to it. It's just like, oh, all right, you know. Gold Rewards is a little more like corporate to me, kind of like gamey corporate type deal.
Yeah, but
they look good. I mean, it's like I said, you're taking everything at face value right now. You're judging these books by their covers, and you're just hoping that they deliver, man. You know. Praying that they deliver.
You know? I said Antonio's paid to say that.
He said? He said
Antonio's paid to say that. Which it could be maybe true. I mean, you got these companies reaching out to these guys and say, listen, we're going to pay you in our coin X amount if you say this.
It's a good way to look at it. You never know. You never know, man.
It just what it comes down to is if you are ethical about your business. If you have... You know, if you sit there and say, listen, I'd rather speak the truth, or if you sell out and sell your soul to the crypto devil. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. Or the crypto gods. Let's use the crypto gods.
But stay a while, stay a bit token. That's another real estate one, which
I looked into it a little bit last night. What is that? Did you go deep into it?
It seems like they're going to be coming after Airbnb pretty much. They're coming after Airbnb spot, but for the crypto world.
Did you go knee deep into that one, or did you go balls deep into that one?
Shane said, "I will take it for 100 ether." I think he's talking about Electra, or
he would take it for 100.
Yeah.
Either?
Well, I don't know if he even meant that for us, because it says message retracted now. Oh. But, or maybe he just didn't mean to say that. But, what are we saying now? All right. Stay a while, stay a bit token. Seems like they're going to be going for Airbnb spot. It's what it's coming down to is rentals of properties or apartments. Okay. Oh, Shane said, talk about selling my soul to the crypto god. Yep, all right, yeah, you're right. So they're coming after Airbnb. They're going to, you know, be going after that furnished rental real estate market. Minimum 30-night stay.
Okay.
$75 to $200 per night. The first 25,000 tokens are going to be 75% off. This thing does turn...
What's the supply like? What is the token supply like? What is it called?
50 mil.
Wow. Okay. Now we're talking.
50 mil, first 25,000 tokens are going to be 75% off. I like this one, not only because of my prior experience in real estate. I mean, and everybody knows that, you know, real estate is always going to be a good investment. But, I mean, we've all seen how successful Airbnb has been.
Absolutely.
And that's pretty much, I think, what they're going for. Like I said, that they're going to be going for that whole furnished rental, and it's not going to be just one, two nights, you know, that whole, you know, prostitute, one night in a hotel type stay. This is going to be for legit people that are either on a way or extended vacations or extended business trips. So I definitely see the good thing about this one is that I see a lot of companies also, especially people like, you know, accountants that travel and things like that. So I see like these big Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies getting involved with something like this because, you know, they'll end up paying for their employees' stay when they go, you know, traveling and things like that. Like I got a few friends that are accountants, and they work for like KPMG, JP Morgan, and they travel. They travel a lot,
and they stay places
weeks at a time.
I guess there's going to be like a token tied to that, and there's going to be some type of just be using that coin or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
I got to look into
it. Exactly. The white paper wasn't bad. It wasn't. It was, you know, compared to others that we've seen, it was about 21 pages long.
Is it an Ethereum token?
Yeah, that's going to be an Ethereum token. Token sale starts on November 9th at 11 in the morning till December 11th.
Oh,
I'm going to read that. 50 million tokens.
Yeah,
we still have about 2 weeks. We're 2 weeks away. You know, we're not going to really know until there's a little craze going a few days beforehand.
Did you look up the team members or who's behind it?
Members, I did look up. I don't remember what I actually don't remember much about them, to be honest with you. Let me,
But they do have some type of, like, resume. It's not just like a bunch of Joe Blows. Because I saw the website. The website looks, the website looks pretty nice, And the idea also is seems pretty legit.
Yeah, I think this laptop is donezo, bro.
Yeah, you gotta
Because
get,
this
yo, you
thing,
gotta.
it just shut down on me, which kind of sucks right now because
Yeah, you need to literally just
the
you need to
screen
get rid
went
of that too.
black. That sucks ass right now.
It's time to say goodbye to
Oh,
that
shit.
Oh my
That
God. That's what happens when you try to download too much spank chain.
sucks. See what you started as?
You register to the Spank Chain Network and look what happens.
Know. Damn, that sucks, bro. Whatever. I don't even think I could shut it down. It's like the
know what? Just gotta cut your losses with that thing, bro.
That sucks, man. Oh
It is what
man,
it
that
is, man.
sucks.
It is what it is.
There's a few things I actually needed to back up on this motherfucker, to be honest with you.
Are you serious? You didn't back anything up? Are you
I know
kidding
I
me
did
right
back
now?
things up, and nothing that I'm worried about. Nothing that I'm worried
Oh.
about because I backed up everything that I should be worrying about,
To all the
but.
viewers right now, let's make sure that the number one thing, the number two, and the number three thing that you guys do when it comes to your computer is back everything up, please. Several times.
Yeah, it's nothing that I should worry about. It's just,
Yeah, but.
certain things that I'm gonna have to sit here and like pretty much search for the
Yeah, just a few Bitcoin keys and Ethereum key. Yeah, nothing major.
Either that or I'm getting
So,
hacked.
let me tell you, man. At the rate hackings are going on right now, I wouldn't
I
doubt it.
know,
So just
I
be
know,
careful.
I know.
Be careful.
You gotta check out some of
So.
the posts that I put up today to kind of like, put us out there. You guys, everybody got to check us out on.
Sphere? Don't tell me what. You're scaring me right now. Dude, your face looked petrified right now. What the hell's going on?
Know. Let me just shut this thing down. Whatever.
You're
I'm
like
bringing up the
freaking me out,
discussion.
bro.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Don't buy coins on that thing. I said, yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's
I
freaking.
mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. There was nothing that I did on this computer to be able to like to be worried like that. I just think it's just a cheap laptop. Technically, I got this thing to be able to whip around. I mean, not that I beat the thing up or anything, but
Yeah, but still, it shouldn't have those type of problems being, especially that you send it to me, do this, do me the favor, back up whatever you need to back up, send it to me, and then I'll go over there and I'll take it back.
all right, yeah, I think I'm gonna do that because I still got the box over here and the receipt and everything, so
And then
that's what I'm gonna do.
I'll go to the guy and then what they'll probably do is they'll see the salesman who sold it to you and he'll probably come up, "My friend, I told you not to buy this laptop."
I know he's gonna be like, "I told you not to buy this pile of
Like,
shit."
that was my brother. I told him the same thing. I told him the same thing, but he didn't listen to me. But,
Well, but on that note, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure as always.
thank
Don't
you.
forget, anybody that is in the chat and anybody that's not in the chat, check us out on Sphere Social, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. What else we
Our
got,
Apple
Chris?
Podcasts. We're also on
Oh, the
Steemit.
podcast,
Steemit is a
Google
little
Play
backed up.
podcast. Steam it is a little backed up, but check us out on Steam it also.
Yeah, just.
If you have any questions or requests, put it in the chat or message us so we could do our homework and get into this little group chat
And just the
about
fact,
crypto.
yeah, just the fact that you guys are tuning in, man. Listen, we appreciate it. Me and Ruben, it's we're definitely, and I know you're putting in, especially when I'm working, you're putting in a lot more work when it comes to us just trying to, just give back to these guys and be, somewhat relevant in the space here. So we appreciate you guys tuning in. Seriously, it means a lot, and we really appreciate it, man.
Everybody, have a swell evening. Don't forget to comment, like, share, and subscribe.
That's right, baby.